Park fees? Okay. Oh, we got to do that after the public hearing, right? How about? Playhouse lease? That'd be good since you're here. Yeah. So we'll go to number 24, which is the Black Hills Playhouse lease.
Good afternoon. Katie Searle, Director for the Parks Division. John is handing out the lease, and I'll wait a second until everybody has a copy. And then Rachel is also providing some background on the playhouse itself. So you have both documents in front of you. So, since 1946, the Black Hills Playhouse has provided summer theater at Custer State Park, and they've done so by terms described in a lease and also with direction from five specific statutes. And in 2010, the legislature passed a bill that continued the lease through September 30th, 2019. In preparation for that expiration, which is almost a year out, in front of you, you have a lease for consideration that would go into effect October 1st, 2019, just immediately after the one expires that is currently in effect. In state statute 4117.11.1, the commission has authority to negotiate the lease with the playhouse. But before we walk through the lease you have in front of you in detail, I want to introduce Linda Anderson. Linda, if you could stand up, I'd like to recognize her for a moment. She's the executive director of the Black Hills Playhouse. She's been very involved in the lease details. And thank you for making the trip across the state to attend today's meeting and for all you do to ensure the continued success of the Black Hills Playhouse. And like I said, she provided some information, some background information regarding the playhouse for you this afternoon also. So as you look at the lease, there are three main purposes. One, it describes the terms and conditions under which the department leases the playhouse real property. Two, it states the rights and obligations of both parties, the department and the playhouse, regarding the structures on the site. And three, outlines the responsibilities for the infrastructure system serving the playhouse. So three main points. And then some background information in general about the playhouse. It's located near Center Lake in the northern part of Custer State Park. The Black Hills Playhouse Incorporated is a nonprofit corporation. It's associated with the University of South Dakota. It provides employment for artists and college-aged or recently graduated students. And in return, the Playhouse promotes USD, employs some faculty and students each summer season. In the recent past, the Playhouse has expanded its educational efforts to include a children's theater company. They're called the Dakota Players, and it serves children in South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, North Dakota, Minnesota through touring theater programs, camps, and workshops. So not only do they provide summer theater within Custer Park, but also have diversified their offerings. And finally, Game Fish and Parks is a very long-standing partner of the Black Hills Playhouse. Each year, park fees help support the infrastructure, and we'll go through that in the lease, and environmental needs. The state owns the theater and the snack shop, and the playhouse owns the remaining outbuildings. The playhouse pays $1 annually for the use, and patrons of the playhouse must purchase a park entrance license. So let's go through the lease in detail now. Page one outlines the parties. And also gives some basic background, starting in 1949, all the way through 2010, when the legislature established a maintenance and repair fund. If you would go to page two, the real property I referenced earlier as one of the three main points in the lease is described there, right on the top of page three is where the actual description happens. On section five, it outlines the terms of the lease. This lease is a 10-year lease with one successive 10-year lease renewal. So again, a 10-year lease with one lease renewal of 10 years. Then under special conditions in section 7, it outlines the purposes for which the playhouse area can be used for. They must align with the playhouse's mission. It asks that the playhouse complies with all federal, state, and local laws and regulations. It asks that the department includes the playhouse and promotional materials. It states that the park entrance license is a requirement of those attending performances. And finally, the playhouse must provide operating costs for its programs. Section 8 discusses insurance and insurance requirements and options. And that flows through onto page 4. Page 5 talks about in section 9, termination of lease. The provisions for termination is that one, it has to happen 365 days at least prior to the end of that first 10-year term, or else if there's a breach in contract, or else if there's a mutual agreement. It goes on to describe how structures and fixtures will be handled. And then 11 is probably the most expansive part of the lease, and it talks about the maintenance, repair, and development. And what that really highlights is Statute 41.17.11.5, which establishes a maintenance and repair fund. The playhouse shall expend no less than 5% of its annual operating budget for maintenance and repair, and also outlines a process for the department to approve that, and then discusses the infrastructure responsibilities and development. So very expansive section you'll see in 11 outlines the process of how the department and the playhouse will uphold that statute. And then finally, the lease discusses the removal of property, security interests, how it's binding, and then who to give notice to. And then the effective date, like I said in the beginning, is October 1st of 2019, and it's for a 10-year term with a 10-year renewal. Any questions about any of the proposed lease language?
Mr. Olson.
Thanks, Commissioner Olson. Katie, is the 5% M&R, is that a industry standard, or is it a state level that you guys have established?
Through the chair. That was established by legislature in 2010. I don't exactly know what metric they used to establish that, but that is specifically listed in state statute.
Any other questions? So are you asking for a motion to approve it, then it'll go out for comment, or will this be a done deal, so to speak, today?
Mr. Chair, I'm asking for authorization to allow us to take action and enter into the lease.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So we can move to the public hearing.